Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Glams, if you love listening to this show as much as we love doing it, we would so appreciate if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. We love reading them. It warms our hearts and it helps us too. If you follow us on social media and you like it, if you love listening to our news episodes or our guest episodes, or you've even been a tester for Los Angeles Confidential, all of those things would make a great review. And we would love, love, love to hear from you. Mwah.
Yeah, so much to talk about.
Yes, we do. I was thinking about what we needed to talk about this week, and then so many things happened that now it's just like, okay, never mind.
Let's go through it.
Okay, so there's so many new launches happening. A lot of celebrity launches.
I know. I feel like that's all I've been talking about. And I'm like, what's going on here?
I know. It's crazy, but people are talking about it. So we report on what people are talking about.
And a lot of them are like really good launches. So
we have a Rhode launch coming this Thursday, the 25th. They are launching their first ever cleanser. So you may know the offering. It is their peptide serum, their BRC, barrier rich cream or barrier restore cream. And then they had their peptide lip tint or peptide lip treatments. Then they launched lip tints. And now when it's going back to skincare, they have their official 3-step system with the cleanser, the serum, and then a moisturizer. This is made with pineapple enzymes. So you're going to see a lot of pineapple imagery with this particular cleanser.
A lot of yellow.
They're doing this whole rollout of the Rhode calendar girls. So they got like Candace Swanepoel to be Miss January, which was like blast from the past for me as I loved the Victoria's Secret Angels. So that was like a very interesting take on it. So Sarah and I were actually a part of the testing panel for this particular launch, and not the one that you're seeing where they're all getting these tubes that say Rhode cleansing sample. I think that was rolled out a little bit later. Like how many months ago was that?
The original cleanser that we received, I feel like was like in summer. It was like so long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
It was like the first iteration of it, which when you talk to Haley and in any interview, she says that this was like such a long time coming. It took them forever to really nail down a cleanser that she was really excited about, you know, texture wise, ingredients wise. So we, Kirby and I, were part of that testing process, giving our honest feedback.
Yes. And one thing I did say to Haley, so the pineapple enzymes are, you know, a part of like the gentle kind of exfoliation with this product. It's yellow. So when you press it out of the tube, it's yellow. And I remember when I was initially testing it, I was hoping it smelled like pineapple.
Yeah.
And we actually saw Haley recently. You guys will see that on the gram pretty soon. We did some fun videos with her. But I was like, if you can, we would love for you to launch a version that smells like pineapple because I love that sensorial experience. And she had a really good response to that, which was none of our other skincare products have fragrance. They just don't. Like they went back and forth on it. They're like, should it smell like something? You know, we're really pushing the pineapple of it all. Like, should it smell like pineapple? But it just didn't make sense.
Haley even told us that she wanted to potentially release two versions of the cleanser, one that was scented and one that wasn't. But I feel like that would have been kind of confusing.
Yeah. And, you know, the peptide lip treatments, those have a specific fragrance to them, like specifically for the lips. And that's also why they didn't add a fragrance to the peptide lip tints. The tints, the benefit is that you get a tint. You don't have a fragrance with it. Like they don't smell like toast or espresso or whatever. And that was intentional. So that like there's a reason to buy the peptide treatments because they actually do have a fragrance. So it's really interesting. One of my favorite products of all time, I think I've mentioned on this podcast, is the pineapple facial polish from Benefit. And it's not the same consistency. It's not a scrub or anything like that. It doesn't smell like it at all. But just seeing like the yellow in the bottle kind of like is nostalgic for me. For me personally, I like the cleanser, but I use it like I'm using Better Than Balm to remove all my makeup. And then like if I need a second one, if I have a lot of makeup, that's when I'm utilizing Rode.
Totally. So this cleanser, they describe it as a balm to lather, which I actually really like because it is like a balm in your hands, but then it quickly turns into a lather, which I know for a lot of people, like they need that lather,
right? So,
you know, to really feel like they're cleaning their face. I don't know if there, I guess there is oil. I'm like, I don't know if I should be using this because of my lashes, but I can't use a lot of balms because there's so much of an oil base to it. But I like this one because it doesn't feel too much like an oil. It still feels like it gets everything off your face and your skin feels, you know, nice and hydrated afterwards. But yeah, it is an interesting texture. I like it a lot. And I know that a lot of people who have been testing it have been saying the same thing. It's like, it's an all-in-one cleanser. It gets your makeup off. It gets, you know, your sunscreen off, but it leaves your skin feeling, you know, not stripped, which I feel like is like a big learning for all of us 90s OOs babies, where we're used to like the cleanser having to feel like our skin is, you know, like tight afterwards in order for it to feel clean. So yeah, I like it. It's $28. It's a big bottle. It's going to last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to last a while. Available January 25th.
Yep. This coming Thursday. Then in other celebrity news, About Face is launching their first foundation. I have loved this brand. Like, you know, we've had Halsey on the podcast, but even before they came on the pod, Sarah and I have talked about how unique to us this brand is. I mean, Halsey actually does their makeup for every shoot, every single thing. We know the people behind this brand and we know how involved Halsey actually is in formulation and in terms of like what the packaging looks like and all of those things. The foundation is called The Performer and very similar packaging to like their little liquid lipsticks and stuff like that, square. So they're not rolling around everywhere, which I personally love. They fit like very beautifully in a drawer, which makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I really, really like this product. It's got a really giant doe foot, so you can apply it directly to your face if you would like. It's not a pump or anything like that, But our friend Folu, who we posted on Instagram, we're like, what new launches are you guys excited about? And she commented that she's always like really excited about face products and was eager to see how the foundation works. And I responded and was like, I really enjoy using this foundation. They have like a variety of tones to it. I was talking to the team about the launch and like what separates it. And they were like, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel as much as there's a million foundations out there, but it was a priority to have 45 shades, you know, or as many shades that made sense in their opinion.
So it's a lot. 45 is a lot.
Right. And they said also that people have been really commenting about the fact that olive undertones are being catered to like very specifically. So if you are like olive complected and you feel like you're constantly struggling to find the right match for your skin, I would look into this foundation because that's been the general feedback from olive complexions. Like, oh, I was actually able to find like an exact match for me. I didn't have to take two foundations and like mix them together, which I thought was really interesting because usually you're like people that have darker complected skin with, you know, like they worry about it being too warm or too muddy. But in this case, they were saying like they've really nailed the olive complexion segment of that foundation. So, and I interviewed Halsey and they gave me a really interesting beauty tip.
Mm.
I asked what was the best foundation tip they had to share. And they said, make sure you're warm when you apply your foundation.
Oh.
Because if you're cold, it will cause your makeup to separate.
That totally makes sense.
And I don't know if that's like an actual real thing, but I have noticed that when I'm freezing, I cannot get my makeup to look good. Like it just is settling. It separates.
That's why you have to like warm up your face before sometimes. And then that's why sometimes after we've learned now, rubbing the palms of your hands and then putting it over your face to let help your makeup blend. I feel like that makes so much sense. What I freaking love about Halsey is that they're like, they are in there making the formulations, they're testing it. They're a makeup artist. They are like a creative. They're super, super passionate about it. That's why all the products are so good. I really like this foundation, especially because it is that buildable medium coverage.
Right.
The finish is really, really beautiful.
Yeah, it's not matte. It's not dewy. It really is just like a skin-like foundation.
What's your shade, Curbs?
I actually need to look. I think it's like L.
Are we the same? I'm just kidding.
It's like...
Are we? What is it?
I think I'm L1
okay.
medium or L1 cool. I can't remember. I need to go look.
I am L2 neutral. Well, I think I'm a couple shades, but the one that I have been trying is L2 neutral and I like it.
The reason why I'm saying I can't remember is because I personally feel I have a good match for several of them.
Yeah, right. Which is nice.
Yeah, there's a good spread, but it's $22. And if it's not out already, it should be out this week. I'm pretty sure it's out this week.
It looks like it's available on Ulta. Oh, actually, I didn't click to see if you could buy it, but I think it's out.
Okay, great. We love that. So that's a good foundation if you are in the market for one. Sarah, tell me about Summer Fridays because I actually have been waiting to try.
Oh my God, first reaction. Let's do it. Okay, I have been testing this product out since they sent me a lab sample in like November or December. You know, the girlies over at Summer Fridays, they make a good lip product and they had to get in on the lip oil action. I feel like every single brand is coming out with a lip oil. I personally don't really like lip oils because I feel like a lot of them, unfortunately, sort of just like sit on your lip and then they sort of slip off and then that's that. And then you're just like constantly having to like reapply. This to me, their dream lip oil does feel like it's treating your lip. So, you know, it really is hydrating your lip, moisturizing it, but it also has a lovely pigment. For me personally, the deeper shades, the soft mauve and rosewood nights are the ones that look best on me personally. And I love them. It's more of like, yeah, like that mauve. And then the rosewood nights has like some brown in it. I love this product. I love the applicator. Do you hear that, guy?
the really sexual ASMR. I'm sorry.
And what did I say here? Because we reviewed it on Refinery. I said, it's not a lipstick or even a colored lip gloss by any means, but it definitely leaves a tint that looks really natural. I have been using this alone, but I personally love it on top of like a liner. I think it's just like the perfect pairing. I wish that Summer Fridays made like matching liners. Maybe we could send Mariana and Lauren a little note. But people have been losing their goddamn minds over this product over on TikTok.
People love their lip balms. They are obsessed with them.
Oh my God. Including Rihanna, who was pictured holding one.
Was it Rihanna or was it J-Lo?
J-Lo too. Well, Mariana posted a photo of Rihanna holding a butter in her hand. And I was like, that is so great. That is the ultimate compliment because she has her own freaking beauty line and she is still holding one and using one of the Summer Fridays lip balm. It's in the carousel, Kirby, where it's a picture of Mariana and Selena.
Oh, do not ask me why I thought that was J-Lo.
Oh, okay.
I truly was just like, that's J-Lo.
Yeah.
J-Lo would not have cornrows, but there we are.
But that is the ultimate compliment. When you have your own successful brand that has endless amounts of lip products and you're still trying out the Summer Fridays balm.
That is absolutely bonkers. Good for them.
Yeah, I messaged Mariana and I was like, oh my God. And she was like, I'm losing it. Like, this is crazy. So the product is out. It is $26, which is, it's not cheap. But if you love a lip oil that has pigment, but also has lip treatment qualities in it, I think you will like this. How do you like it on your lips, Kirby?
Well, I kind of layered it on top of another lip gloss. So I can't really tell. The pigment wise, it feels really nice. And it has like a, there's like a fragrance to it, like a flavor, like maybe a little minty.
Oh, it's called minty. Yes. Oh, very, very observant, Kirby. That's because it has menthoxypropandiol, which is a cooling agent that comes from menthol. Some people might find that irritating. I kind of like it.
I like it too. I think that we're going to see more from Summer Fridays. And you mentioned the lip liners. I would not be surprised if they did really like get into lip liners and color, like true color cosmetics, it, you know, not necessarily skincare. I mean, they have like their color, like their blush balms or whatever.
And the tint, their skin tint.
Totally. So I feel like we could see them go like full throttle makeup. I heard, and this is all alleged, so like whatever, but I heard that. Yeah, I heard that a majority of their business is lip products. People really think of Summer Fridays and they think of lip. I think that's a new category to start like really thinking hard about, like just straight up, like, can we get a Summer Fridays mascara? Can we get a Summer Fridays concealer? Like stuff like that.
Yeah. Ooh, a Summer Fridays concealer. That'd be good.
Okay. This is a hard one. Kimberly Noel. Kimberly Noel. It makes it so hard sometimes to love you because stuff like this happens and you're just like,
we need you to come on and clear the air.
I have to pull it out. It's been a while since we've said problematic fave.
We haven't talked about her in a really long time.
And we haven't said problematic fave in association with her in a minute, but this warrants it.
But we can't not talk about this. So that's why we're talking about it.
So this week, it was announced that Kim Kardashian is relaunching her beauty, her cosmetic line, rather, Under the Skin by Kim name. And we kind of saw this coming. Last year, I interviewed Kim. She straight up said, KKW Beauty is dead. It is not coming back. It will be coming back under the Skin by Kim umbrella. I have heard from multiple people, this was a very conscious decision. So that she has full ownership over this brand, that she's not sharing a piece of the pie with any big conglomerate or anybody else. Because remember, we were like, why is it not called Skim Care? Like, why is her skincare not called Skim Care? Skims is an entity of its own with other business partners.
It's its own billion-dollar business.
Yep. And this is something that is solely Kim, okay?
And it makes sense. It would be weird if she had KKW Beauty and Skin by Kim. You know what I mean?
Well, it would never be KKW Beauty because she's no longer KKW. I do think that she could have done a cosmetics line not under Skin by Kim. I do think it's kind of weird that it is under Skin by Kim, because Skin by Kim was launched as skincare. And now she's saying that like this cosmetic line that's launching is Skin by Kim makeup, cosmetics?
Skin by Kim makeup. And it's because I think the story here is that they're skin-loving formulas with high-performance glam. I don't know what the skin-loving ingredients are in the lip liners or the lipsticks, but
for me, it's not a, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I get it. And I think truly, when we don't know something, it's because there's something that's not being provided, like we're being shielded from something. I truly think this is like a business decision for her. And that's why it's all under this umbrella. If it were me and I was advising her, I would not have said, put a makeup line under Skin by Kim. I just wouldn't. I'd be like, keep skincare completely separate from cosmetics. That being said, people loved KKW Beauty and people were literally like, they sell her lip liners on eBay for like triple the amount of what they actually were selling for because people loved the formulas of her lip liners and of her lipsticks, the perfect nudes, the perfect natural shades that gave you the Kim look. They have even said on Skin by Kim makeup, like, if you loved this shade of the original brand, this is what you should purchase for this brand.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yes. And then they added two other shades that were not in the original bunch. I saw some critiques of this and someone was like, it's 50 shades of beige. And it's just like, okay, first of all, no, it's not 50 shades of beige. It's 50 shades of nude. So just like, be correct on that, please. A. B, I don't think it even matters that she's putting out something that's already out there because people wanted her to relaunch her cosmetics line. Like, people were not really gunning for Skin by Kim. And I think that's because a lot of people know that she like probably has plastic surgery and like goes to the dermatologist. Like, she is like a makeup girly. That's what people know her for. And so there's a lot of fanfare because of that. But I have seen that people are a little disappointed in the price point. Like, those lipsticks, so Sarah has them. Sarah got on the PR list.
Because I'm tied to an outlet, that's why I'm still getting these. So here, I'm holding one. They're small. This is $32.
Do they feel heavy?
The packaging does not feel heavy. Unfortunately, I haven't thrown one of these in my purse yet, but I do feel like it's like one of those, the cap might, you know,
come off.
Fall off, and then I'm going to find like lipstick in my purse. So I was sitting next to Rima from Women's Wear Daily at the Kosas event, and she wrote that exclusive interview with Kim about the launch. And she mentioned, because I was talking to her about the packaging, and I think Kim said something to her about the fact that she wasn't super excited about this packaging by any means. Like, I think I've had this conversation with so many people who are like, it's really difficult to find packaging that is both sustainable. And we've talked about this with Allison too, that feels luxe, that is sustainable, and, you know, that you're like completely happy with. But I think Kim has really been trying to make Skin's products and packaging be as like eco-friendly as possible. So it definitely feels light. I'm like with my long fake nails. It doesn't feel like a $32 lip. We're going to give like our full review once Kirby gets her samples too and tries them.
Girl, I'll be buying them. I have to buy. I was not promised samples. I was not promised anything. I will be purchasing with the rest of the people. Like, I want to know what's up because
you're giving more of your money to Kim.
I bought KKW Beauty. I loved the body makeup. And like, that's a thing that I think that makes sense under Skin by Kim. If you are doing body makeup, so like, is she? I'm wondering if she's gonna like maybe copy and paste from the OG brand and add a little pizzazz to things, which I don't mind.
Which, like, she's fully allowed to do. No, I think it's okay. I am of the belief that I do like that she released this under Skin because I just think it's just too confusing to have like too many brands. In my opinion, the story maybe doesn't make sense because it's like skincare, then it's makeup, and it's like an eyeshadow palette as well. But I like that it's all under one umbrella. I really liked her contour sticks and I want her to bring those back too. So back to this eyeshadow palette. What does this remind you of? any other eyeshadow palette that's available right now that she may be connected with.
Yes, it looks like the Makeup by Mario something mattes palette.
Yeah, it totally does. How much is this one?
The palette's $50. Is that a paper palette?
Mm-hmm. It's like the same as like her KKW packaging, which again, trying to be sustainable, trying to be, you know, more eco-friendly.
But you cannot. Okay, I'm sorry. I Kimberly Noel Kardashian, you know, I stand. I do. Like, I'm with you. Like, I feel like you're a smart businesswoman, but like you cannot have a paper palette and charge $50 for it. Y'all, I worked at a company that launched a beauty brand with a $50 paper palette, and Tati Westbrook ripped it to fucking shreds, point blank. Like, anybody that's not being critical of that aspect alone is just hoping they stay on the PR list. Lucky for me, I'm not on the PR list. I'm not worried. And even if I was, it doesn't really matter because these are our opinions and we're allowed to have them. Okay, this is what I was talking about when I said people were critical. People were being critical because they're like, we wanted KKW Beauty back, and now you're giving us this thing under this umbrella of like skin loving makeup that doesn't make that much sense. And you're charging more for it than it was.
Yeah, the price point to me is like a little outrageous.
$32 for those lipsticks? Absolutely not. The lip liners are $22. I think the other ones were like either 18 or 12. I was trying to look up what the original price point was for her lipsticks and her liners, and I couldn't find them anywhere because they're all now on like Poshmark and eBay being sold at a premium. But I think that she has a devout fan base. People will buy it no matter what. But I think like the people that are truly riding hard for her makeup and are actually fans of her makeup outside of just like some people that didn't even like her were buying her makeup. You know what I mean? So I'll try it, but I have questions.
Yeah. I was just like, how much does Kylie charge for her lip liner? Kylie charges $16, which I don't know. That seems like the going rate for like a good lip liner. And Skin by Kim's lip liner is $22.
Okay. This is actually a very valid point. I'm glad you brought this up. Do we think that the reason why this isn't making sense is because the family has to separate themselves from each other?
Sure. That's a good argument, especially because we could say that Kylie's demographic, her customer is younger, so they don't have as much money to spend. But I think Kim is believing that like her fan base is a little bit older. They have a little bit more money. And again, she's like just going with this idea that like skin is luxury and it should be a little bit more expensive. So I also want to add, I know that a lot of people have been comparing the Makeup Forever lip liners, which they make obviously an incredible range of nude colors. That lip liner is $22.
Oh, interesting.
So perhaps she was like, okay, that's my competition.
Interesting.
So maybe that's why. The eyeshadow palette to me is too expensive.
No, that's bonkers. I'm sorry. It really does, the way that it's laid out, remind me of Makeup by Mario, which makes me wonder if, did Mario do her makeup for this shoot?
I doubt it. I was thinking about that and I was like, I doubt it. And okay, the Mario palette is $50. So do you think that in their heads, they were like, this is comparable. This is what I should be. But Mario's it's not paper and it has a mirror. Oh, this has a mirror too. Sorry. But this is paper. But maybe she would argue that this is easier to recycle. Anyways, I could see the argument for the lipsticks because a lot of people really do have a difficult time finding the perfect nude to match their lips. So maybe she is, you know, marking it up because she doesn't feel like it exists, which, okay, whatever.
I mean, she's marking it up because she's Kim Kardashian. It's her name. Like, that's like, we're not dumb. We know why. But I do think a paper palette at $50 is a little bit, that's egregious in my humble opinion. Kimberly, love you so much, but like, no.
And then the Kylie Classic Matte palette that has like basically the same colors, except I guess it has, let's see, 10 and this is 12. So it has two extra shades. The Kylie one is $32, but it's like the same. It's like the same colors. We haven't even talked about her tanning bed, guys.
Okay, so we might be cutting that entire first portion, FYI. Like, let's just... This episode has been a comedy of errors. Like, I'm just like, we didn't even talk about the point we were trying to make. We're delusional.
The roller coaster.
Okay, so we have to talk about the tanning bed of it all when it comes to Kimberly Noel Kardashian. We need a sign that says it's been X days since we said problematic fave with Kimberly's name next to it.
Here's like resetting.
Yeah. So we have to reset it today.
We're zero.
We're back to zero because Kim did the viral, I'm Kim Kardashian. Of course I, whatever. And it basically just called us poor in 18 different ways.
Yeah. She's like, I have a walkway of all my magazine covers.
Yeah.
I have a 3D model of my plane and my brain, which I was like, wow, how'd they do the brain?
She also has a custom mannequin with her sizing.
Oh my God. Yeah. And they zoomed in on her butt.
That's actually a dream right there.
Of course
they
have a tanning bed.
Custom tailor all her clothes. Love this for her. Like, actually would die to have that for me personally. But she did a thing where she got in her, she got in her tanning bed. I just want to say, anybody that made a video about this, you took the bait. You absolutely took the bait.
You took the bait, but you're also benefiting from, you know what you're doing too. You know what I mean?
Anybody that made that video, I cannot personally believe that they were dumb enough to just take it and then not realize what they were doing. Kim handed you on a silver platter content. She said, have at me. And I saw plastic surgeons, I saw dermatologists, I saw randoms, I saw literally every person stitching her video talking about the tanning bed of it all. As glams, you guys know, straight up, tanning beds are not it. I literally worked at a tanning salon as a kid. At that point, we had no idea how bad tanning was. I wish I could go back and not have been in a tanning bed ever. Live and learn. You could not pay me to get in a tanning bed now.
Yes. At Refinery, we are literally teamed up with the Skin Cancer Organization to push through legislation to ban tanning bed use for people who are under 18. You know where we stand here at Los Angeles on tanning beds.
We are anti-tanning bed. We are all about sunscreen. We don't even advocate laying out in the sun. We're not saying don't use a tanning bed, go lay out in the sun. Like, we're just like, just don't do it. It's not worth it. And not to mention, Kimberly's sister, Chloe, had melanoma on her face.
Not too long ago, literally last year.
Yep. I would love to talk to Chloe. Love Chloe. Chloe?
Chloe.
Chloe. Coco. Girl. Come on. Tell us how you feel about this tanning bed that Kimberly has. But okay, so Kimberly did respond. There was a story that was put out by Allure magazine. I guess we can't call it Allure magazine anymore. It's just Allure. Allure. Please, Kim Kardashian, don't try to normalize tanning beds. And she quote tweeted it. And she said, I have psoriasis and it really helps when it's bad, but I don't use it too often.
Okay, so I just need to include a fact here from the National Psoriasis Foundation. They do not recommend tanning beds as a treatment for psoriasis, noting that UVA can be ineffective without special medications and because of the strong link to skin cancer.
When everyone was getting really outraged about this, I was like, I know this because I do not know Kimberly Kardashian, but like I know, quote unquote, Kimberly Kardashian. I'm like, she has psoriasis. I guarantee you that's what she's using it for. That's why I wasn't really outraged by it. I was just like, people know, like, don't get in a tanning bed, but whatever. I have friends with psoriasis and they do go to the tanning bed. They do. I have advised against it. I have said, please don't. But like, telling someone that has a skin condition that they can't control and then it's helping them, like, I get that you could argue it's maybe making things worse. It could give you skin cancer, all these things. And I totally agree with that. But like, I don't have psoriasis, so I don't know how to tell you not to help alleviate that.
Also, she knows of the dangers of the tanning bed. Like, she's a grown-ass woman. She gets it.
Correct. Kim knows this. And also, Kim knew what she was doing by including that in this video because she didn't have to. She could have just said, I'm Kim Kardashian and I have an LED bed. She knew and I know whoever was filming it also knew this would get people talking. She has a brand to launch, babes. They know how to get people talking about them, good or bad. They don't, that's just how it works. Let's just make this our official PSA. Do not get in a tanning bed. Don't do it. There's other ways. If you're my friend and you have psoriasis, I love you dearly. I wish you would not get in a tanning bed, but I also have empathy for your situation. So that's kind of my piece on it.
I want to know, glams who are listening, if you are going to purchase Skin by Kim makeup, genuinely. I know a lot of people are excited about it, so I want to know.
All right, Sarah, last thing. Did you hear almond nails are not trendy anymore?
Yes.
So then I want to see if you're familiar with the trendy nails, okay? According to this woman who was in the pickup line for her like tween child.
Okay.
What is a ballerina nail?
Is that not just like the color of it?
No.
Oh, it's the shape?
Yes.
So it's not like soft pink nails?
No.
Is a ballerina nail, does it have a bow on it?
No, that would be really cute.
Is it the shape of like a ballet shoe? So it's like round?
It's a little confusing, to be honest. It says that ballerina nails are also known as coffin-shaped nails.
That makes no sense to me.
I guess they're shorter and the shape is essentially like a stiletto, but it has a square tip instead of a pointed tip. But I feel like coffin-shaped nails are literally like extremely square edges.
Yeah, no, same.
I think ballerina, I think they're shorter and I think they're still long and have like a square shape, but it's more square oval on the edges with a flat bottom.
Yeah, squoval.
Yeah, so ballerina nails.
Okay, so almond is out.
Almond is out, ballerina is in.
Okay, and everyone who doesn't know, almond is like, it's like pointed at the top and it's shorter. It's like the shape of like the tip of an almond. What's your shape? What's your go-to shape?
I kind of switch it up. I like square, like long square, but like tapered. So I guess it's essentially coffin. I like it to be tapered. So either truly almond or coffin.
I am not like a square. I don't know. For some reason, I've never done it. Maybe I should try it and I like it, but I don't gravitate towards the square. I like a rounded edge. So like I either like an oval or almond. This is what?
That's like an oval.
This is like an oval. Yeah. Cause it's not like pointy at the top. Yeah.
Yeah, that's oval. Mine are almond because it's tapered.
Yeah.
It tapers up at the base of the top of the fingernail when it is hanging off. But I also like square for short nails.
Mm.
I can get into that. But the children apparently do not think that almond nails are good. We should not be taking beauty advice from children. I'm just going to say it.
I will be wearing my hair parted on the side in my high-waisted jeans and my fucking almond nails, and you can kiss my 37-year-old butt.
There we go. And the PSA there is do not take beauty advice from children. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.